哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with all brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们要一起来学习的题目是欢喜上神的殿。
Today for the topic for mutual encouragement is going to be gladly going to the house of God.
我们人做每一件事情都需要有一个动力，一个动机。
For every one of us, in order to do something, we need a motivation.
信仰最大的动力是什么呢？
What is the greatest motivation in our faith?
并不是因为人。
It is not for men.
而是因为神。
It is because of God.
那我们每个礼拜都会上教堂做礼拜。
Every week we will go to the church for service.
那么如果我们来到神的家是欢欢喜喜的。
If we come to the house of God very joyfully.
我们自然就会很喜欢聚会。
We will naturally like to come to worship.
因为当我们每一个人做任何一件事情。
Because when we do anything.
如果在做这个事情当中得到快乐的话。
If you can find joy in doing this thing.
欢欢喜喜的去做。
And we'll be very happy doing this.
这样我们自然就会继续去做，做得很愉快。
Then very naturally we'll continue to do this and we'll be very happy doing so.
如果做一件事情觉得没有快乐。
If we do something and we feel there's no joy in it.
甚至觉得是一个重担。
And even if you feel this is a burden.
这样是不持久的。
This will not last.
信仰也是一样。
This is the same for faith.
每一个人都在敬拜神。
Everyone needs to worship God.
很多人都在上教堂。
And everyone goes to church.
很多人都守安息圣日。
And many people obey the Sabbath.
但是我们怎么样才可以欢欢喜喜的去神的殿里面呢？
But how can you very joyfully come to the house of God?
从敬拜神当中我们可以得到喜乐呢？
How can you find joy in worshiping God?
从跑天国道路当中可以得到神给我们的喜乐呢？
How can you find this joy that God gives us when we're walking on this path to heaven?
这个就是今天我们早上我们来查考的。
And this is something we're going to study this morning.
我们请看诗篇122篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 122.
诗篇122篇。
Psalms 122.
我们请读第一到第五节。
Let us read from verse 1 to verse 5.
诗篇122篇1到5节。
Psalms 122 verse 1 to 5. Verse 1, I rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord, verse 2. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem, verse 3. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together, verse 4. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel, verse 5. There the thrones of judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David.
这几节就告诉我们怎么样才可以欢欢喜喜地去敬拜神。
These few verses tell us how we can very joyfully come to worship the Lord.
我们先来看第一节。
Let us look at verse 1.
就是说，人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。
Verse 1 says, let it go to the house of the Lord, and they rejoiced.
这个是第一点。
This is the first point.
怎么可以欢喜呢？
How can we rejoice?
这是要彼此的鼓励。
We need to encourage each other.
彼此的劝勉。
And to edify each other.
我们上教堂可以自己一个人去，没有关系。
We can go to the church by ourselves. It is okay.
我们信主可以自己一个人信。
And it is also okay for us to believe in the Lord ourselves.
但是我们的信仰，我们要知道，并不是独立的存在的。
But we must know that our faith is not, by ourselves.
在19世纪，有一个英国的诗人写了一首诗，非常的出名。
In the 19th century, there is a British poet that wrote this poem.
他这个诗的题目就是叫做“没有人是一个孤岛 ”，No man is an island.
And the title of this poem is "No man is an island."
没有人是一个岛，这个诗字很特别。
And this poem is a very special poem.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
我们知道一个岛是独立的。
We know that an island is by itself.
因为进个船才有办法去那个岛。
And you need to go to this island via boat.
水把这个孤岛隔绝了。
And this island is isolated by water.
但是我们人并不是一个孤岛。
But man is not an island.
不可以独立的存在。
We cannot be isolated.
信仰也是一样。
And this is same for our faith.
我们的信仰并不可以独立的存在。
Our faith cannot exist in isolation.
我们需要互相的鼓励。
We need to encourage each other.
我们来看，再看第一节。
Let us look back to verse 1.
这里说，人对我说，我们去神的殿，我就欢喜了。
Here it says, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
这里有几个不同的人物，第一个就是别人。
There are a few characters in this, and that is the others.
别人跟我讲，我就是第二个了。
And the other said to me, and I'm the second character.
别人加上我，变成我们一起去神的殿，我就会欢喜了。
And so those people and myself included, we will go to the house of the Lord.
啊，以前以色列百姓啊，他们一年要上耶路撒冷三次来朝拜神。
In the ancient time, the Israelites must go to Jerusalem three times a year.
像这首诗啊，这个小字的标题写说大卫上行之诗 Song of Ascent.
And the psalm is actually a song of ascent.
什么叫上行之诗呢？
What is the songs of ascent?
就是以前啊，要上耶路撒冷的时候，一边走这个路，一边要唱的。
And that is what they have to sing while they're going to Jerusalem.
我可能我自己一个也可以上耶路撒冷。
Maybe I can go to Jerusalem myself.
但是我可能自己会累啊。
But maybe I will be tired.
有时候我会懒惰。
Or I will be lazy.
有时候我会软弱。
Or I'll be weak.
但是如果你来鼓励我。
But if somebody else is encouraging me.
来吧，我们一起上教堂。
Let us go to the house of the Lord together.
我们一起来努力。
Let us work hard together.
一起来奔走天国的道路。
Let us walk on this path to heaven together.
虽然我是软弱。
Even though I may be weak.
但是被你这样一鼓励了。
But I'll be encouraged.
好吧，我们就一起上吧。
Then let us go together.
这个就是信仰互相鼓励的美好了。
And this is what is beautiful about mutual encouragement.
也可能是我本来很刚强。
Maybe I was very strong to begin with.
可能别人比较软弱。
And the other is weak.
但是我会觉得说，因为你没有去，我会想念你。
And I would feel because you do not go, I will miss you there.
我来到教会没有看到你，我会觉得担心。
And if I come to church and I don't see you, I'm be worried.
我会想到说啊，到底这位弟兄姐妹不晓得这个礼拜怎么样呢？
Now I wonder what happened to this brother or sister during the week.
所以，我就会打电话给你。
So I will call up this brother or sister.
或者是我们就会访问你。
Or I'll visit you.
这样子，我们一起来敬拜神，就有喜乐了。
And in this way, if we worship the Lord together, we'll have joy.
啊，现在的科技越来越发达。
We have now advanced in technology.
啊，有人说我们现在可以啊，用透过电脑来聚会，不用每个礼拜开车啊，开那么远。
Some people say we can use the webcam to go to service.
啊，现在要有 webcam， 要有 Skype， MSN 都通过电脑要看得到、听得到声音。
And we can through the computer we can hear the sounds and we can see an image.
啊，甚至有人说我们来一个 virtual chapel 啊，用电脑模拟的这个教堂，我们每个人在家里就是可以聚会。
And some people suggest that we should have a virtual chapel so we can all have services in our own home.
啊，当然，如果住在离开教会很远很远，没有办法去教堂，当然这可以行。
But of course, if you live very, very far away from the church, then this is possible.
但是这个不能够取代了教会弟兄姐妹一个崇拜的这个团契。
But this cannot take the place of the fellowship among the brothers and sisters.
啊，这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
好，我们来看腓立比书第一章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 1.
啊，腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第七到八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
腓立比书是保罗啊在监牢里面所写的书信。
Philippians was an epistle from Paul written in the jail.
但是为什么保罗可以因为传福音被关在监牢里面还是很喜乐呢？
Why can Paul keep his joy even though he was in prison?
我们看第一章七到八节。
Let us read verse 7 and 8. Verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you are share in God's grace with me. Verse 8. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我们通常想到，如果一个人被囚在监牢里面，一定很痛苦的。
We often think that if a person is in prison, he'd be in very much pain.
如果我们被囚，可能我们会埋怨。
And if we're in the prison, then we'll complain.
但是保罗没有埋怨。
However, Paul did not complain.
保罗在腓立比书里面讲到要喜乐，要喜乐，讲了很多次。
Paul repeatedly said in Philippians that we must rejoice.
怎么可以喜乐呢？
How do we rejoice?
其中一点保罗跟我们讲了。
And one of the points Paul has told us.
保罗说，因为你们啊，就是腓立比教会藏在我的心里。
And one is because the church, what is the Philippian church, is always within his heart.
我常常会想到腓立比教会。
And he often think about this church.
虽然我在被绑住了。
Even though he is in chains.
但是我想念你们。
But I think of you.
为什么我想念你们呢？
Why do I think of you?
因为腓立比教会很关心我，对我很好。
Because this church has very much care for me.
有人关心我，我就来受鼓励了。
And if somebody cares for me, I will feel encouraged.
所以这个是保罗他亲自的见证。
This is Paul and his self-testimony.
今天我们也是一样。
This is the same for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们来敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, come to worship the Lord.
我们的神是看不见的。
We cannot see our Lord.
我们教会也没有十字架。
There is no cross in the church.
也没有耶稣的影像在这里。
And there's no image of Christ.
但是我们怎么可以体会到神的爱呢？
But how do we feel this love of God?
神的恩典呢？
in God's grace.
神的爱就是从弟兄姐妹的关心，彼此的关心而来的。
And God's love is manifested in the relationship between the brothers and sisters.
神的恩典也藏在弟兄姐妹的问安、互访或者是关心的当中的。
And God's grace are also shown in the visitations and cares.
所以保罗他觉得他的信仰是很喜乐的。
And therefore Paul feels that his faith is very joyful.
就算被绑住，他也知道有人在想他。
Even though he is in chain, he knows that people care for him.
他也常常为腓立比教会祷告。
And he often pray for the church of Philippi.
所以有人讲一句话。
So some people say this.
爱的反面是什么呢？
What is the opposite of love?
有人以为说爱的反面是不是恨？
Some people think the opposite of love is hate.
并不是恨。
It is not hate.
爱的反面就是冷漠。
The opposite of love is to be cold.
Indifference.
And indifference.
没关系，不管你了。
That you don't care what the other person is about.
看到你也好，不看到你也没所谓。
So it doesn't matter whether or not he see you.
这个就比恨更令人家难受啊。
And this puts a even more suffering than hate.
像我们看到主耶稣所说的那个好撒玛利亚的比喻。
For example, the parable of the Good Samaritan.
有一个人被打了。
This person was beaten.
被放在路中间，受伤流血了。
And he was wounded and was sitting in the middle of the road.
有利未人经过，看一看就走了。
This Levite came along and looked at him and walked away.
有大祭司看过，看一下就走了。
And this high priest came by and walked away.
完全没有任何的感觉。
They did not have any feeling.
他们心中没有恨呢？
Do they have hate in their heart?
他们没有。
They don't have this hate.
但是他们有很大的冷漠。
But they have indifference.
看到了也好，不看到了也可以。
It doesn't matter whether or not he sees them.
你是死的也可以，你是活的也可以，反正我在赶我的时间。
This person can be dead or alive, but I'm in my rush.
通常在生活在很忙碌的大城市的人比较容易冷漠。
Normally, when a person is living in a large city, they'd be very busy, and it is easy for them to be indifferent.
但是我们在跑天国的道路不能冷漠。
But when we're walking on this path to heaven, we cannot be indifferent.
我们在跑天国的路的时候，要看看附近有没有我们的同伴在。
We're walking on this path, we must look around us to see if there are other members.
我们可能可以给他们一个电话说，我们一起来上神的殿。
Maybe we can call them and ask them to come to this church with us.
我们可以传福音给他们说，我们一起来信主。
We can spread the gospel to them and tell them to believe with us.
所以我们付出这个关怀，我们的信仰就是欢欢喜喜的跑天国的道路了。
If we can give up this care, then we can have this joy walking on this path.
我们请看回来诗篇122篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms 122.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇122篇第二节。
Psalms 122, verse 2.
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem.
所以这里告诉我们要欢欢喜喜敬拜神，第二点就是要站在耶路撒冷的门内。
Here it tells us, in order to find joy worshiping God, we must have our feet standing in the gates.
我们形容一个人如果对某一种东西不是很认识的话，我们会形容他们是门外看，门外汉啊。
When we're describing someone who are not very familiar with something, we'll say he's watching from outside the door.
我们知道站在门外看东西跟你进到里面看是完全不一样的。
And we know that seeing something from outside the door is very different from when you enter in.
像我们现在聚会的时候，很多人在路边经过。
For example, we're having service now, and there are many people walking outside.
他们可能经过看看门口里面有几个人，你没有进来看。
They may be walking outside and just stick their head in and see, oh, there are so many people in here.
可能不觉得里面会怎么样。
They won't feel what is going on inside.
但是有一天我们把那个门打开了。
But when we open the door.
我们进来了。
And we enter in.
我们感受到这个气氛了。
And we enjoy this atmosphere.
我们专心地听了一遍道理。
And we concentrate and focus on a sermon.
我们好好地跪下来祷告。
And we consciously kneel down and pray.
我们进到里面，我们的感觉就会不一样。
When we enter in, the feeling will be different.
所以这里说耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚要站在你的门内，要进到你里面去，不可以站在外面而已。
And so therefore here it tells us that our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem.
为什么有弟兄姐妹说圣经都看不懂，没有什么味道呢？
Why is it some people say that the Bible is very hard to understand?
可能还没有真正的用心去发心思去了解圣经里面讲什么。
Maybe it is because they do not focus and try to understand what is written in the Bible.
如果我们真的是要了解神的话，
If we truly want to understand the words of God,
真的去打开圣经来读，
And we open the Bible to read,
会发觉越读越有味道。
We will feel that the more we read, the more interesting it is.
我们来信主耶稣也是一样。
And it is the same for our belief in Lord Jesus.
我们不要站在门口啊。
We should not just stand outside the door.
我们请看加拉太书第四章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第四章二十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 22.
加拉太书第四章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 22.
第四章二十二节。
Chapter 4 22.
对不起，第三章啊，对不起，第三章二十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 22.
加拉太书第三章二十七节。三章二十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督的。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
保罗讲这句话很重要。
Paul has said this very important phrase.
什么叫做要进到耶路撒冷的门内呢？
What does it mean to enter into the gates of Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷代表神的真教会。
Jerusalem represents the true church of God.
要得救，要透过教会，要透过耶路撒冷。
In order to be saved, we must go through this church, must go through Jerusalem.
但是怎么样可以进到耶路撒冷里面呢？
But how do we enter into Jerusalem?
保罗这里说要受洗归入基督。
Paul here tells us that we must be baptized into Christ.
今天很多基督教派不明白受洗的重要性。
Many denominations do not know, understand the importance of baptism.
他们觉得受洗是一个象征而已。
And they think this is just a ritual.
是一个进教会的一个仪式而已。
It's a formality for you to enter into church.
但是保罗不是这样讲。
But this is not what Paul said.
保罗说要得救就要透过洗礼。
Paul had said in order to be saved, you must be baptized.
透过洗礼才可以进到基督里面呢。
And when you're baptized, you can enter into Christ.
因为洗礼把罪洗去。
Because baptism washes away your sins.
进到神的恩典当中。
And you've entered into the grace of God.
就好像我们要进到这个会堂的建筑物，就要透过门要进到里面来。
For example, if you want to come into this church, you must enter through the door.
所以我们要进到救恩里面。
And this is how we enter into salvation.
要接受。合法的大水洗礼。
And we must go through this true baptism.
我们再看回来诗篇一百二十二篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms 122.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇一百二十二篇第三节。
Psalms 122 verse 3.
耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
所以第三点呢，怎么样我们的信仰才可以欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐的？
So this is the third point on how we can have a very joyful faith.
就是说我们要被建造成为一座城。
That is, we must be built like a city.
刚刚我们讲过了，其实这里所说的耶路撒冷圣城是预表得救的真教会。
We have just touched upon that Jerusalem here described is actually representing the true church.
在主耶稣要来第二次再临之前，我们都在被建造的过程当中。
Before Lord Jesus comes again in his second coming, we're in the process of being built.
我们还没有完备。
We're not complete.
因为如果我们已经完备了，主耶稣就可以来了。
Because if we're complete, then Lord Jesus can come.
所以我们还在被建造。
And therefore, we're still in the process of being built.
那么如果我们被建造的当中，我们就越来越喜乐。
But if in this process, we're having a lot of joy.
我们请看新约的彼得前书第二章第四节。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
彼得前书第二章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
彼得前书第二章第四节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造，成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。这里讲到有两种的石头。
Here it tells us two different kinds of stones.
在我们的信仰过程当中，需要这两种石头。
And in our faith, we need these two kinds of stones.
第一种石头叫做活石。
The first is the living stone.
什么叫活石呢？
What is this living stone?
这个活石就是主耶稣基督。
And this living stone is Lord Jesus Christ.
它是我们每一个人信仰的最重要的根基。
He is the most important foundation of all our faith.
它是最坚固的。
And he is the most stable.
它还是活着的。
And he is living.
但是我们的信仰，这个耶路撒冷城啊，除了活石之外，还需要另外一种石头。
But to build the city of Jerusalem, we need another kind of stone.
这个石头啊，就是你跟我了。
And this stone is you and I.
因为彼得这里说，你们来到主的面前，第五节说，你们也像活石一样。
In verse 5 it says, you also like living stones.
被建造成为灵宫啊。
Are being built into a spiritual house.
什么叫圣殿呢？
What is the holy temple?
圣殿并不是这个木头的那个房子啊。
Holy temple is not just this wooden structure.
真正的圣殿是指你跟我弟兄姐妹。
The real holy temple is the brothers and sisters.
如果我们在加拿大去到比较我们看一些比较老的建筑物。
If in Canada we go look at the more ancient architecture.
我想我们温哥华是一个非常年轻的城市，要看很老的建筑物不容易。
I think Vancouver is a very young city. It's very difficult to find an old building.
大概其中的最久的建筑物在温哥华，大概就是 Cambie Street 上面的我们温哥华的 Town Hall 大概有100多年的历史
And probably one of the oldest structures around would be the Town Hall on Cambie Street.
我们来看那个建筑物白白的，但是它每一块都是石头切割起来建造的。
If you look at the structure, we will see that it was built from stone.
我们知道石头在山上。
We know the stone come from the mountain.
它有自己原来的形状。
And they have their own natural shape.
但是要成为一个建筑物呢
？But in order to become a structure,
它就被切割了。
It has to be cut.
切割好了才可以放上去。
And after they have been chiseled, they can be put into a building.
才会联络整齐啊。
And that can make them orderly.
那么我们来看旧约在建圣殿的时候怎么建的。
Let us look at the Old Testament and see how they built their holy temple.
很特别哦，神告诉当时建圣殿的人有一个特别的条例。
God very miraculously told the builders at the time that there is a very special rule.
我们请看列王记上第六章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 6.
列王记上第六章。
1 Kings chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
列王记上第六章第七节。
1 Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
列王记上第六章第七节
First Kings chapter 6 verse 7
建殿是用山中凿成的石头建殿的时候锤子斧子和别样铁器的响声都没有听见
In the building the temple only blocks stressed at the quarry were used and no hammer chisel or any other iron tool were heard at the temple site while it was being built
这里是所罗门了要建圣殿了
This is describing Solomon building the temple
刚好立了根基
And he was building the foundation.
以前的圣殿都是用大理石、大石头从山上搬石头运过来，要来建成的。
At that time, the temples were built from the rocks from the mountain.
通常一般是在石头拿下来，在工地当中或者工地附近，再敲那个石头，敲好了再放上去。
Most of the time, when they build structures, they will take the stone from the mountain and chisel it at the site.
但是神特别有个吩咐说，你们不可以在工地当中来凿这个石头。
But here God instructed him that they cannot chisel the stone at the site.
要凿都在山上先弄好再拿下来。
And if you want to chisel the stone, you must do this on the mountain.
因为在圣殿建殿那个工地要很安静，不要有很多嘈杂的声音。
Because at the site of the temple, it must be very quiet.
这个有几种的教训在里面。
And there are a few teachings in this.
第一点神是一个非常有 organized, 非常有管理、非常有条理的神。
And it tells us that one, our God is very organized.
他做什么事情都尽量的管理得非常好，知道什么时候要做什么事，不会乱七八糟的。
And he has a very orderly manner of doing things.
我们生活当中也可以像神来这样学习。
And in our life, we can learn in this aspect from God.
很有条理。
He is very orderly.
但是更重要的是属灵的教训。
But the more important is the spiritual teaching.
因为神很不喜欢嘈杂的声音。
Because God does not like this noise.
如果一边建殿一边在敲石头，虽然也可以做得成，但是会很吵。
If on one side they're building the holy temple, and on the other side they're chiseling rocks, this is possible, but it's very loud.
要凿石头都在山上弄好。
If they want to chisel the rocks, they must do this on the mountain.
就是主耶稣提醒我们弟兄姐妹，我们信了主之后，本来也是一块石头。
In this way, Lord Jesus reminds us that after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是我们要灵修
We must cultivate ourselves.
我们要改变我们的个性。
We must change our attitude.
因为每一个人都有自己的个性。
Everyone has their own personality.
我们去大自然当中我们试试看，从来找不到两块一模一样完整的石头的。
If we go into nature, we cannot find two of the exact same rock.
这个就好像我们人都一样。
And this is the same for men.
我们坐在这里100多个人，但是没有一个两个人的个性是完全一模一样的。
Here there are over 100 people, but there are no two that have exact same personality.
但是要盖房子。
And if there is to build a house.
我们就不可以说有自己的样子了。
We cannot have our own image.
要用在神的圣殿上面，这有尺寸了。
If we want to be built into the house of God, there is a certain measurement.
神要这一块要那么大、那么宽、那么高的。
That God wants the stone to be this certain height and this certain width.
我们可能有三尖八角。
Maybe we have different edges.
要被主用呢，就要修了。
And if we want to be used by God, we must be chiseled.
可能我的脾气有点大，求主帮助我修改。
Maybe I have a bad temper and I ask God to help me with my temper.
可能我的嘴巴不好，求主耶稣帮助我修改。
Maybe my lips are not good, and I'll ask God to help me.
所以我们每一个人的个性都靠主耶稣来修改。
And so we can ask God to change our personality.
在做圣工的过程当中啊。
And during this process of doing holy work.
每一个人都灵修。
Everyone can cultivate spiritually.
我们不可以说我的个性是这样。
We cannot just say this is how I was born with.
每个人都有个性。
Because everyone has a personality.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们个性改变成为灵性。
And we ask our Lord to change our character and personality into something spiritual.
就像以前的摩西啊。
Just like Moses in the ancient times.
他四十岁的时候很想为神做工。
When he was 40, he wanted to work for the Lord.
他那时候有什么呢？
What did he have then?
他那时候有拳头。
At that time, he was very strong.
看到埃及人就去打了。
When he saw an Egyptian, he hit them.
把埃及人打死了。
And he killed an Egyptian.
以为可以为神做工。
And he thought in this way he can work for God.
这个神说我不要拳头。
But God said, I do not want your strength.
靠一个拳头没有可能把以色列百姓打出来的。
He cannot lead the Israelites out of Egypt with just violence.
但是摩西的个性就是比较冲。
But this is Moses' personality.
好了，去旷野。
And therefore he went to the desert.
去看羊。
And he was a shepherd.
做最无聊的工作。
And this was a very monotonous job.
最不好的天气。
In the most horrendous weather.
可以把一个人的个性磨掉。
And this is how we can change his personality.
所以有时候我们在想，神为什么有时候让我们遇到困难呢？
We often think, why does God give us troubles?
遇到失败。
Why do we face failures?
神要磨我们。
This is how God wants us.
从一块石头磨成一块砖头，可以放在圣殿当中，可以被神用的。
From a rough stone to a brick that can be built into the temple of God.
所以磨了四十年。
So after 40 years,
摩西不再讲拳头了。
Moses was not tuned to violence.
他变成一个老人家了。
And he was an elderly man.
现在没有拳头了。
He does not have the strength.
现在讲四头啊，四盖要祷告了。
And now he talks about his knees that he will pray.
谦卑了。
And he was humble.
所以这个时候他就改变了。
And this is how he changed.
神就可以用他了。
And therefore God can use him.
所以他在做圣工的时候就是欢欢喜喜的。
And therefore he finds joy when he serves.
所以今天我们在神的家里面服侍，是不是要欢欢喜喜呢？
So we ask ourselves, are we joyful when we're serving in the house of God?
如果没有的话，可能就是我们要灵修的功夫可能要加强了。
And if the answer is no, that means we need to lengthen the time we cultivate ourselves.
我们看回来诗篇122篇第三节。
Let us turn back to Psalms 122 verse 3.
诗篇122篇第三节这里说啊，这个城被建造，好像联络整齐的一座城。
Here it tells us that the city is built that is closely compacted together.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
一座城呢，并不是一个房子组成的，一个城就是很连在一起的。
The city is not built house by house; it is very closely together.
这个告诉我们真教会。
This tells us the true church.
我们教会要发展。
That we must develop this church.
我们信徒之间的家庭的单位啊。应该要非常的亲切，非常的互相的关心才有办法。
Among the believers in each family, we must be very closely tied with one another.
如果这一座城没有做很大
，If the city is not very large,
这里也上一两家，那边也上一两家，很分散，没有墙壁，也没有互相的关联。
That there are a few houses here and a few houses there, there are no connection between these houses.
敌人就很高兴了。
Then the enemy will be very happy.
因为这座城越大，但是越好攻打。
Because the city is very large but very easy to invade.
我把这一家打死了，别的家可能还不知道。
That I can destroy these houses, but the other houses will not know.
别的家已经半年没有来教会了，可能隔壁家也不知道。
Maybe your neighbor has not come to church for 2 years, then you will not even know.
可能肉体生病、属灵生病了，隔壁也不知道，因为太远了。
And if one is fallen ill physically or spiritually, the other will not know because they're too far apart.
没有联络整齐。
They are not closely compacted together.
联络整齐的英文翻得很好，英文是 closely compact， 都是很密集的，很 close， 很靠近的。
And from the English, you can tell that these houses must be very close.
所以我们教会人数越来越多了。
Our church, the numbers are growing.
所以我们要更要加强啊，不同家的、不同区的这个彼此的关怀。
So you must encourage this care between the regions and families.
因为我们已经成为260人、快300人的教会。
We're a church that is approaching 300.
我们不可能每一次来到守安息日都跟每一个人讲的话，不可能的，人太多了。
And we cannot have this opportunity to talk to everyone in the church.
所以这个时候我们教会就慢慢朝这个方面来努力了。
And therefore we must put an effort in towards this direction.
加强不同区的关怀。
We must enforce the care between this region.
这个区的关怀可能包括家庭的聚会。
And the region may include family services.
也可能家庭的访问。
or maybe family visitation.
有人可能觉得我都常来教会聚会了，为什么还要去家庭聚会？
And some people wonder that I come to church service very often. Why do I need to go family services?
其实两者是不一样的。
Because these two are very different.
来教会是崇拜，大集体的崇拜。
Because in church you're worshiping in a large congregation.
但是因为时间有限，人也很多，没有办法互相的了解。
And because there's a limited time, we cannot understand each other very deeply.
家庭聚会呢，分区来做。
And family services are divided into regions.
我们就可以彼此的多关怀一点。
And we can care for each other a little more.
才知道啊，原来你生病，原来你拖了智慧齿很痛，你遇到什么困难，都可以互相的关怀。
And we can understand what has fallen in that person's life.
所以这个就是联络整齐的意思。
And this is what it means to be closely compacted together.
甚至以后我们要设立不同的年龄层的团契。
And in the future, we're going to have fellowship divided in age groups.
增加彼此关心感情，一起来敬拜神。
And this is to encourage the mutual care and worshiping of God.
所以这个联络整齐并不是嘴巴讲讲而已的。
So this closely combat together is not a lip service.
我们不要只会说帮助祷告，帮助祷告。
We should not only say, let us pray for this person.
有人说啊，开玩笑说，哎，我们教会都很关心的，都很会帮助祷告了。
And some people joke that our church is very loving, that we know how to pray for each other.
这个是一语双关啊，就是讲说啊，只会帮助祷告了，没有关心其他的。
And there are two sides to the saying, because they're also saying that we can only pray for one another.
不单只帮助祷告，也要实际上的关心。
Not only should we pray, we should also actually go and care for them.
好，我们请看雅各书第二章。
Let us turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
雅各书第二章十五到十六节。
James chapter 2 verse 15 and 16. 15. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. 16. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical need, what good is it?
好，这里雅各长老告诉我们。
Here, Elder James tells us.
如果我们当中弟兄姐妹当中有人缺了什么？
If among us a brother or sister lacks something.
或者是生病，或者是缺了什么日用的饮食啊？
Or maybe have fallen ill or have some daily needs.
我们不能只说啊，你平安哦，我帮你祷告了。
We cannot just say, "Go, I wish you well."
我们真的要去帮他解决问题。
We must actually go and solve their problems.
去关心他，这才是真正的信心呢。
We must help them and care for him. This is true faith.
所以，如果我们教会当中啊，都像联络整齐的一柱城啊，大家一定会非常的喜乐的。
If our church is like this compacted city, everyone will be very joyful.
我们再看回来诗篇一百二十二篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 122.
一百二十二篇第四节。
Psalm 122 verse 4.
第四到五节。
Verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4, that is where the tribes go up, the tribe of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. Verse 5, there the thrones of judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David.
这就是说怎么样才可以欢欢喜喜的上神的殿去呢？
How can we very joyfully go to the house of the Lord?
第四点呢，就是我们要付出，我们要奉献礼物给神。
The fourth point tells us that we must offer and give out presents to the Lord.
第四节这里说众支派都要每年按着以色列的常例去哪里呢？
Here it tells us that every tribe must go up. Where do they go?
我们请看旧约的生命记第十六章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记第十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记第十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16.
生命记十六章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16.
你的一切男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节，一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。第十七节。
17.
个人要按自己的力量，照耶和华你神所赐的福分奉献礼物。这个就是以色列的常例。
This is one of the rules.For the people of Israel.
神说一切的男丁。
He tells us that all men.
为什么一切的男丁呢？因为以前就是农业社会，以男丁以男人为单位那个代表。
And why is it only talk about men? Because in the agricultural time, men are a unit in the family.
所以以前呢，一切的以色列男人呢，一年三次都要上耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
So at that time, the Jewish men at that time would have to go to Jerusalem three times a year.
把他们的礼物来献给神。
And I would bring gifts to God.
有人可能会问了，这个跟我们信仰的喜乐有什么关系呢？
And some people wonder what does that have to do with having joy and faith?
我们不是应该得神更多的恩典才会更喜乐了？为什么又说这话我要奉献礼物给神才会喜乐？
Do we always say that we must receive from God in order to have joy? How come I can have joy offering to God?
其实我们知道，每一种关系里面呢，要维持、要喜乐，都有两个原因。
We must know that in every relationship, in order to have joy from this relationship, there are two points.
第一个就是我们要接受。
One is that we must receive.
第二就是我们要付出。
And the second is we must give out.
这个连人与人之间的感情都一样的。
This is the same for the relationship between men.
就是我们夫妻之间的感情也是一样。
This is the same for a relationship between a couple.
我们要接受对方的爱。
We must receive the other's love.
但是我们同时也要付出爱。
At the same time, we must give out our love.
如果一方面只有付出付出。
If on one side, there's only giving out.
从来没有得到对方的爱的话。
And you never receive.
这种感情也不持久。
This will not last.
如果一方只有接受别人的爱。
If on one side, they continue to receive.
从来没有对给对方爱的话。
And never give out.
他也没有办法感受到这个感情的牺牲爱情的重要。
Then you can understand the importance of sacrificing in love.
所以有接受有付出才是一个好的感情的重要的基础。
So a good foundation must include giving out and receiving.
那我们跟神的关系也是一样。
This is the same for our relationship with God.
那为什么神这里说要在这三个节期要去见他，要去朝见神，要去奉献礼物呢？
Why is it God tell them that they must go to Jerusalem and offer gifts at these three times?
第一个节是除酵节。
The first is the Feast of Unleavening Bread.
到底除酵节纪念什么？为什么要这除酵节时候上去？
And what is this feast in remembering of?
我们请看十六章的一到三节。
Let us look at chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
生命记十六章一到三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16, 1 to 3, verse 1. Observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Abib he brought you out of Egypt by night. 2. Sacrifice as the Passover to the Lord your God, an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. 3. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste, so that all days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt.
原来啊，除酵节也差不多等于逾越节了。
In actual fact, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is almost like Passover.
逾越节是纪念什么？
What is Passover remembering?
以前以色列百姓啊，在埃及受苦。
In the ancient times, the Israelites were in Egypt and they were suffering.
神差遣摩西去把他们救出来。
And God sent Moses to lead them out.
法老不给他们出来。
However, the Pharaoh would not allow them.
所以神就差遣天使去把埃及地所有人的长子，无论埃及王到乞丐到动物的长子都杀掉。
And so God sent his angel of death to put to death all the firstborns, including the Pharaoh and the beggars and the animals.
但是以色列百姓呢？
But what about the Israelites?
神就告诉他们。
God told them.
那天晚上宰一只羊羔。
On that night, kill a lamb.
把他的血涂在门框上面。
And paint the blood of this lamb on your door.
Door frame.
On your door frame.
那天使看到血了，就哦，这个是以色列人的家里哦，就不进去杀人了，就越过去。
And when the angel come by, he will see that this is the house of an Israelite, and he will pass over this house.
这个叫做逾越节了。
And this is the Passover.
那么逾越节过后呢，就要吃七天的无酵饼。
After the Passover, they must eat 7 days of unleavened bread.
我们知道无酵饼不好吃啊。
We all know that. This is not a very tasty bread.
我们吃圣餐的时候都是无酵饼，没有人说无酵饼很好吃的，因为无酵饼没有发酵，很硬，要摇很久。
When we have Holy Communion, we have this unleavened bread, and we know that this bread is very hard.
但是为什么要吃无酵饼祭天呢？
But why is it that they must observe with unleavened bread?
圣经啊，第三节就是说这个叫困苦饼啊。
Here it also tells us in verse 3 that it is the bread of affliction.
就是神要以色列百姓记得，以前你们在埃及啊是很辛苦的。
This is God wanting the Israelite people to remember that before, when you were in Egypt, you were in affliction.
如果不是神救你，
if it weren't for God who saved you,
你今天还在埃及受苦，
you would still be in Egypt.
所以就是要纪念那个除酵节的意思了。
And this is the meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
今天也是一样，我们为什么要奉献礼物给神呢？
And today is the same. Why must we offer to God?
为什么要敬拜神呢？
Why do we worship God?
我们要了解那个原因呢，不是只是在做这个动作而已。
We must understand the true meaning behind it. We just must not do it.
埃及代表罪恶的世界。
Egypt represents the sinful world.
如果不是神救我们出来，
If it weren't for God, who got us out?
主耶稣就是成为神的羔羊。
Lord Jesus became the lamb.
如果不是他的血的话，
If it weren't for his blood,
我们就被灭掉了。
We will be destroyed.
我们的灵魂没有救恩啊。
We will not be saved, and our spirits will not be saved.
我们今天还在埃及。
And today we will still be in Egypt.
所以在这个时候我们要感恩啊。
And so at this time, we must be thankful.
一个信徒如果常常想到主耶稣的十字架的救恩的话，
If a believer can often think about the death of Lord Jesus,
没有什么可以埋怨的。
There's nothing much to complain
about. 虽然我在这个世上可能很不顺利。
Maybe in this world, I have a lot of trouble.
虽然我身体可能很不健康。
Maybe I'm very unhealthy and I have a lot of illnesses.
但是主耶稣为我钉十字架。
But Lord Jesus died on the cross for me.
救我出了埃及。
And he led me out of Egypt.
要带我进天家。
And he wanted me to go into the heavenly kingdom.
第二个节期是什么呢？
What is the second feast?
七七节。The feast of the week.
The feast of the week.
我们请看十六章第九节。
Let us look at chapter 16, verse 9.
十六章第九到第十节。
Chapter 16, verse 9 and 10. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle in the standing grain, 10. Then celebrate the Feast of the Weeks to the Lord your God by giving a freewill offering in portion to the blessings the Lord your God has given you.
原来这个七七节啊，就是所谓的五旬节了。
And so we know that this Feast of Weeks is also the Pentecost.
什么叫七七节呢？
What is the Feast of Weeks?
这是从开始收割的那一天算起七七四十九天，第五十天就叫七七节。
And it is starting from the time they begin to put the sickle to the grain, and they count 49 days. On the 50th day, it is the Feast of the Weeks.
那么这个七七节纪念什么？
What is this feast remembering?
在当时的农业社会啊，这纪念说神让我们今年有收割可以收啊。
In the agricultural time, this is to celebrate that God gave them something to harvest.
收割的时候最忙的。
Harvest is the most busiest time.
因为收慢一点，那个麦子那个水果啊就烂掉了。
Because if they do this very slowly, then the fruits will be overripe.
如果以一般人的常理啊，会想说，我现在那么忙，你叫我去敬拜神。
And if you're using common sense, most people would think, I'm so busy right now, you want me to worship God.
通常一个人要找神的时候，自己就是很不顺利的时候啊，他就想要多祷告啊，亲近神。现在我那么发达了，那么忙，你还要我去敬拜神，没有空啊。
Most people worship God at the time when they have trouble, but at this time when they're harvesting, they're very busy.
但神提醒他们了。
But God reminds them.
如果不是我给你们的话，
If it weren't for me who gave you this,
你今天收什么？
You will not have anything to harvest.
田还是空的。
And you will have nothing in your field.
所以啊，你要感念神的恩典啊。
And therefore, you must remember the grace of God.
不是神的话，我们一点东西都没有。
If it weren't for God, we would have nothing.
所以七七节的时候，也要上耶路撒冷去献礼物给神。
Because in the so in the Feast of Weeks, we must go to Jerusalem and give the gifts to God.
虽然今天我们生活很忙碌。
Even though today our lives are very busy.
为了生活，常常要加班，要努力。
And in order to live, we also put in a lot of time at work.
但是不要忘记，如果不是神的话，我们连加班的机会都没有。
But we must remember that if it weren't for God, we will not have this time to work.
所以无论怎么忙，还是要抽时间来亲近神。
So no matter how busy we are, we must find time to draw closer to God.
献上礼物。
And to give him our gifts.
为什么献上礼物呢？
Why do we need to offer the gifts?
献上礼物就代表我们的感谢。
Offering gifts represents our thanks.
一个会感谢的人呢，是常常快乐的。
A person who knows how to appreciate is one who is also joyful.
不然你看看你身边的人，哪一个快乐，哪一个不快乐，你可能会知道。
You can look around you and see who is joyful and who is not.
不快乐的人呢，愁眉苦脸，嘴巴都会讲什么？
And a person who is not joyful, what would they say?
都会在埋怨。
They will be complaining.
先生也对我不好。
That my husband is bad to me.
太太也对我不好。
That my wife is not good.
孩子也不乖。
That my children are not obedient.
神也没有祝福我。
And God does not bless me.
这个人呢，一定是脸呢，一定笑不出来，一定不快乐。
And this person will be frowning and cannot smile.
但是一个人可以常常思念神在哪一个地方来祝福给他。
But for a person, we can always remember how God blessed them.
七七节这样在神面前献上礼物。
And at the Feast of Weeks, they can offer up their gifts.
他就会常常会喜乐了。
They'll be joyful all the time.
所以来到教会要有东西拿出来，像耶路撒冷，他们去耶路撒冷朝拜神，拿东西出来，他们就感受喜乐了。
So when you come to church, you must be like them, so you have something to offer up.
这个东西也不一定是只有物质而已啊。
This thing may not be a material thing.
我们可能来教会来服侍神。
We may come to church to serve God.
服侍弟兄姐妹。
To serve other members.
我觉得我有意义。
And this is how I find meaning.
我这么快乐了。
And that is how I get.
再来祝棚节。
And the next is the Feast of Tabernacles.
十六章第十三节。
Chapter 16, verse
13. 13到14节。
13 and 14. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your winepress. 14. Be joyful at your feast, your sons and daughters, your maidservants and menservants, and the Levites, the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your town.
啊，这里啊，这个祝棚节是纪念，已经通通收割好了，可以开始享受的时候了，也要守这个祝棚节。
The Feast of Tabernacles remembers the time when they finished their harvesting.
啊，祝棚节也有个另外一个意义。
And there's another meaning to this.
就是纪念了以前在埃及啊住过，在旷野的时候住过这个帐篷。
And also remembers at the time when they're in the desert, they lived in the tents.
好，虽然他们自己有房屋咯。
Even though they had their own houses.
但是一年呢，还是要守七天的住在那个帐篷里面。
But they must, for 7 days in the year, they must live in the tents.
这个有点像我们今天的 camping 啊。
And this is kind of like camping for today.
我们知道加拿大的冬春夏天呢，很多人喜欢 camping。
We know that in Canada, a lot of people like to go camping in the summer.
但是 camping 啊，有一个现象。
But there is something that happens during camping.
啊，看你 camp 几天了、啊、，camp 一个晚上就还好。
It depends on how long you decide to camp for.、
啊多 camping 几天了、啊，你就想回家了。
The longer if you camp for a long time, you will miss home.
啊，我记得第一次去 camping 啊，很高兴，很兴奋。
I remember the first time I went to camping, I was very excited.
但是我们一般人去到那边呢、啊，不晓得怎么把那个 tent 弄起来。
But we went in a group and none of us knew how to set up the tent.、
啊、天就快黑了，开始着急了。
And it was getting dark and we started to worry.、
啊、弄好之后，进到里面发现那个 tent 又在漏水。
And after we built this tent, we find out that this is leaking.
睡到里面好冷哦。
And when we were sleeping inside, it was very cold.
所以还是我还是觉得说，我不要睡里面，我要睡车上好了。
And therefore, I felt I don't want to sleep in the tent. I will sleep in the car.
所以开了几个小时去 camping， 结果晚上在车上睡觉。
And so we drove many hours to this campsite, and at night I was sleeping in the car.
隔天呢、啊，大家都喊着说，赶快回家好了，不要再 camp 了。
And the next day, I thought, let's go home. Let's not camp anymore.
因为这个那么简单的生活啊，是很不舒服的。
Because this very simple life is very inconvenient.
家里比较舒服，什么都有。
At home, it is more comfortable.
但是为什么神要他们守住棚节呢？
Why is it that God want them to obey this Feast of Tabernacles?
家里住得那么舒服，为什么一年要住在帐篷里面七天呢？
They have the house they can be so comfortable in. Why do they have to live 7 days in the tent?
神要他们知道啊，你现在世界什么东西都有很舒服，但是也是在住棚里，有一天这个棚也要拿走了。
And God wants them to know that even though you have everything you need, you're actually living in a tent, and one day this tent will be taken away.
不要只着眼现在的这个舒服的东西啊。
So you must not set your eyes on the things that you have right now.
有一天，灵魂的家，天国才是我们要去的地方。
You must know that this heavenly home is where we want to go.
所以想起祝棚节，也会感谢神，主啊，我有天家在天上。
So when they remember this feast, they remember God and thank God because they have this home in heaven.
啊，我这个棚啊，很快过去。
And this tent will be gone very quickly.
但是没有关系，我有天家可以回。
But that is okay because I have a heavenly home to return to.
所以我们今天早上讲了四点。
So this morning I talked about 4 points.
怎么样可以让我们的信仰喜喜乐乐的上去上神的殿呢？
How do we worship God very joyfully?
第一，有互相的关怀，加油。
One is mutual encouragement.
第二，我们要进到神的殿里面。
And second, we must enter into the house of God.
第三呢，我们要被建造，要灵修，然后要联络整齐。
And third, we must be built as like a city and closely together.
第四点就是要感恩。
And fourth is to give thanks.
要献上礼物。
And to give up our offerings.
这样我们就会欢欢喜喜的跑我们的天国道路了。
And this is how we can walk on this path to heaven very joyfully.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
第359首。
359. 359. 359.